Okay, Father, we just praise you and glorify you. Thank you for another good time tonight. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, that every, we command these communications to stay up, alert, and do everything I want it to do. So everybody will be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, that everything is going to work in everybody's computer, telephone, whatever, in Jesus' name. And we praise you and glorify you for all that you're doing, Lord. Tonight. We thank you, Father, for the open heaven that we have. And I thank you and glorify you that when I click on the internet, it's going to work and work fine in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lord. What does that mean? Okay. Well, it's working real slow, but it's going to work. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Christmas is, of course, a time for celebrating new birth. It's a time for family, for giving. And in my house, anyway, we always raise a toast to absent friends, to those we have lost. And we share stories about them, bringing them back to life in our memory. And the account I want to share with you this Christmas season is just such a story. It's about a family who, in the darkest moments of life, found the hope and peace we associate with this season, the true spirit of Christmas, how it transformed them and also has blessed this world. In mid-November 1873, an ocean liner, the Ville de Havre, set sail from New York bound for France with 313 passengers on board. One can imagine their festive Atlantic crossing with ribbons of red, swags of evergreen and Christmas carols wafting through a dining room sparkling with candlelight. In a few days, they would make landfall in Europe, just in time for Christmas in Paris. Anna Spafford and her four little girls were among the delighted passengers. They had come from Chicago. Annie, aged 11, Margaret Lee, 9, Bessie, 5, and little Tanetta, aged 2. Their father, Horatio, had intended to sail with them, but was detained on business. Not to worry, he assured his wife and children. He would book his passage in a few days, and soon they would be reunited in Paris, the city of light, celebrating the season of goodwill. And goodwill is what they needed. 2 years earlier, the great Chicago fire had all but destroyed Horatio's business interests. So this journey was intended to restore hope and bring healing into their lives. Once on board the ship on the evening of November the 22nd, Anna and her girls knelt down, said their prayers, and fell asleep, dreaming of the Yuletide festivities to come. But at about 2 o'clock in the morning, they were suddenly jolted awake in their berths. Despite a clear, starry sky, the Ville de Havre had inexplicably collided with the Loch Hearn, an iron-hulled Scottish clipper. Lifeboats quickly filled with people. Many passengers leapt into the icy waters. Anna tried desperately to keep her children together, but the two eldest became separated in the confusion. Just 12 minutes after the impact, a wave washed over the deck, and Anna was drawn under, together with her two youngest daughters. She held on to 5-year-old Bessie until her strength gave out. Her last memory was of 2-year-old Tanetta in her lace nightgown, torn from her grasp, getting smaller and smaller, until she too finally disappeared. Later, the crew of the Loch Hearn found Anna unconscious, floating on a wooden plank. When the ship docked in Wales, Anna sent a telegram to her husband. It read, "Saved alone. What shall I do?" Horatio immediately sailed from New York. He wrote to a friend, "There is just one thing in these days that has become magnificently clear. I must not lose faith." 4 days into his voyage, on a Thursday evening, the captain summoned Mr. Spafford to the foredeck. By the crew's calculations, they were nearing the very place where Anna's ship had gone down, taking with it their four daughters, now resting some 3 miles below. But Horatio refused to look down. "I did not think of our dear ones there," he later recounted. Instead, he gazed out across the rolling waves and up into moonlit sky. There and then, he began to formulate a simple expression of his faith, a verse that would become a hymn. "When peace, like a river, attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul." Only a few weeks earlier, in the same place on the open sea, Anna had experienced a similar awakening. After her rescue, when she'd regained consciousness, she was overcome with despair and simply wanted to throw herself back into the ocean. What was life worth now? What could it ever be without her children? But then, it was as if she heard a voice in her mind and her heart. "You are spared for a purpose, Anna. You have a work to do." Once they had returned to Chicago, Horatio sought the support and prayers of his congregation to help him face the dire financial straits in which he found himself. Anna gave birth to a boy and then a girl. But sorrow upon sorrow, that son, Horatio Jr., succumbed to scarlet fever at the age of 3. Then, a year later, another daughter was born. Only 2 of their 7 children lived to maturity. But the Spaffords never yielded hope. Christmas season of 1873, the Spaffords became even more certain that God loves all his children, whoever they are, and whatever tribulations they may suffer. In 1881, the family moved to Jerusalem and established there an American colony not far from the little town of Bethlehem we celebrate at Christmas. Although deeply religious, their purpose was not to proselytize, but to serve people of all backgrounds, relieving the effects of poverty, disease, and strife wherever it was found. 7 years later, Horatio himself died. Grieving once again, Anna Spafford had every reason to give up, but she did not. Every life has contradictions and imperfections, and hers was no exception. But when it mattered most, in her most profound spiritual crisis, when all seemed lost, Anna found the strength to move forward and to turn outward, to continue the work she and her husband had begun. And the seed of service which they had planted bore sweet fruit indeed. In time, their daughter Bertha expanded the Spaffords' humanitarian work with the simple intent of rescuing those who had experienced the shipwrecks of life as they had. During World War I, she led the way in organizing soup kitchens for refugees. She also oversaw hospitals for wounded soldiers on all sides of the conflict. One Christmas Eve, on her way to Bethlehem, Bertha met a Bedouin man, his ailing wife, and their newborn son traveling to Jerusalem by donkey. Later, Bertha wrote, "Here stood before me a rustic Madonna and babe, and similar to Mary's plight, there was no place for them to stay." By the next morning, the mother had died, and Bertha was asked to take care of the child. She agreed. She named the little boy Noel. And within the week, she had taken in 2 more orphaned babies. And so began the Spafford family's most enduring charitable work, a hospital for children. She explained, "We make no distinction in nationality or creed, the only requirement being that people absolutely need our help." Some of the Spaffords' charitable work continues to this day in the Children's Center that bears the family name.
Thank you.
nearly 150 years, millions have sung and have been lifted by Horatio's hymn, but most have not been aware of the circumstances in which it was written. But they have been strengthened by its universal message. Horatio's words echo with the story of Christmas. A child was born in Bethlehem, bringing peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Because of him and through his example, the human spirit can rise above tragedy. Whenever, however, we suffer our own night of sorrow, God's love does shine in the darkness. Hope can heal the wounded soul. And the Christmas work of giving, of loving, serving, and of rescuing is ours if we choose to make it so. And as we do, we join with saints and angels to rejoice and sing. It is well. It is well with my soul.
Okay, we have another treat for y'all tonight. The world-renowned singer that we all know and love greatly, greatly. Well, I better just quit making myself. Go ahead, Missy. Missy going to sing us a song.
Oh, my gosh, Michael. Okay.
Hang on just a second. Did y'all enjoy that? Okay, good. I thought you would. All right, Missy.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second here.
I had to kind of brush the tears out of my eyes out of that little tear jerker there. Boy, I'm telling you, that was astounding. It's good. Are you ready, Missy?
I'm trying to get the words here. Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm just gonna. Okay, help me, Lord. When I consider what you have made, the mighty oceans, the fiery stars, the fields and forests give you praise, my Lord, my God. I stand in awe. I stand in awe. I stand in awe of you. When I consider what you have done, I see your suffering, I see your scars. Oh, the wonder, oh, the love, my Lord, my God. And I stand in awe, I stand in awe, I stand in awe of you. All glory, all honor, all worship and all praise, all blessing, all power, how worthy is your name. All glory, all honor, all worship and all my praise, all blessing, all power is yours, all the power is yours, and I stand in awe, I stand in awe, I stand in awe of you. I stand in all of you, God. I stand in awe. Yes, I stand in awe. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, that was good. Thank you, Missy.
Praise
you. All right.
And the song of It's every tongue, every tribe, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all about children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns. It's all about children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns. Sing it out, sing it loud. We're singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns. Yeah.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you.
We live for you.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show.
It's been a privilege for the Crabb family these last few years to travel across the country and tell people everywhere about the saving power of Jesus Christ. About 10 years ago, the Lord Jesus reached down in a gutter and picked up an old drunk, sobered him up, changed his life, and gave him a brand new future. I know that fella pretty good because I was the man. I went to AA meetings time after time, and I was going to prove to God I didn't need his help, that I'd do it all on my own. It seemed like it just got worse. My children, my family shed many tears over my condition. And I tried many times to break the chain that Satan had around me. But you know, sin will take you farther than you intend to go. It'll keep you longer than you intend to stay, and it will cost you more than you intend to pay. I heard an old preacher say that one time, and it's the truth. I was running a car wash in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and I was about to lose my business because I couldn't stay sober. I was bitter. I had so much hatred. I couldn't cry. Didn't want to be around church people. The people I sung to were not beautiful people like you, friendly people, loving people, kind people. My congregations were drunks. But that day in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, it rained. And on a rainy day, not too many people get their car washed. And I was just sitting there in my car wash. I didn't have anything to drink, any way to go get anything, and no money to get it with. And I was just sitting there thinking about what a horrible person I was, what a failure I'd been to my family. When all of a sudden, I heard a voice of someone that I didn't expect to show up. I didn't have any stained glass windows in my car wash. I didn't have a choir singing. I didn't even have a preacher there preaching to me. But I heard the sweetest voice, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. I heard the Lord say to me, "I love you." I'll never forget that as long as I live. Tears started running down my face. And I started talking to him. And I said, "Lord, I love you too." And I said, "God, if you'll give me some peace." You see, the world says that's peace. I heard Tim Surratt say this the other night. The devil tells you the grass is greener on the other side. But he don't tell you there's a septic tank under that green grass. And I said to him, I said, "Lord, if you'll give me some peace, let me feel peace in my heart. I want out of this prison." I said, "I'll live for you for the rest of my life. And I'll sit on the back seat of a church somewhere and enjoy my peace for the rest of my life." And I meant that with all of my heart. He knows when you're praying from here, and he knows when you're praying from here. And buddy, it was from here. I fell down on my knees and I looked up to a merciful Lord. And I prayed a prayer something like this. "Lord, would you please forgive me?" And immediately, the chains came off. The prison door came open. And Gerald Crabb became a brand new man. By the grace of Almighty God. And I'm going to lift him up until I die. Some people don't understand why I get so excited about it sometimes. And I tell them this. I gave the devil 100%. I'm not going to cheat him out of anything. I wrote a song that... is my testimony. Y'all excuse me. Woo. Feeling something up here. I sat down one day and I started writing these words down. "My sleep is gone. My heart is full of sorrow, and I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow when the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. I've been there many times. I put those words in my briefcase. Didn't even have a tune. About 6 months later, the Lord began to deal with me and said, 'You need to get that out and finish it. And this time I don't want you to tell them where you've been, but I want you to tell them where you are right now.'" How many's happy about where you are right now? And I finished the song. And I sung it to my family. I always get to try my new songs out on them. And I want them to really act like they like them. And Jason said, I want to record that song. And Jason, Kelly, and Tara took it and recorded it. And immediately the song just got all kind of attention. It went to number one. It stayed there for several months. And then it became the number one song of 1998. We saw over 1,700 people saved to the tune of Please Forgive Me in 1998. And I get so blessed every time something like that happens. But the greatest blessing, Scott, I get out of this song is when night after night I get to stand beside my youngins and watch them sing their daddy's testimony. How that the Lord reached way down, picked up an old drunk, saved him, changed him, made a new man out of him. And I've got good news for you. If he did it for me, he's just waiting to do it for you. Will you make my youngins welcome as they sing, Please Forgive You, Please Forgive Me for you tonight?
Gone, my heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow. When the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered all. Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I will serve. Take the time to care for no sinner boy like me, but you know I read in the Bible the little story how it pled for mine and your forgiveness while he was dying on that old tree. Please forgive me.
I could stand here and try to tell you I found my way here on my own, brought to life this heart of stone, made up my own mind to change my own life, working my own way to good, as if anybody could. But the truth is I've been broken since my very first breath. And the truth is I've been wandering since my very first death. I know the only reason I can stand here unashamed is not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. There's no way that I could earn it. Praise God, my debt is paid. It's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy.
Faithful One, so again and again.
so I'm choosing.
Faithful one, so I'm changing. Ageless one, you're my rock of peace. Lord, call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again.
You are my rock in times of trouble.
You are my rock.
my fears away. For you are the great I am. Rest assured, I feel your hand holding me until the darkness clears. Your Father to the fatherless, Redeemer of my soul. Life is yours forever. I want the world to know your mercy. Wash my guilt away. Healer of my brokenness, my weary soul will find its rest. You are my strength, the lifter of my head. You're greater than my yesterdays. You hold me close today. You're the Lord of my tomorrows. My heart will always say, you're greater than my yesterday.
This means war. Glory to God. That's it. Somebody else got a song?
I sent in five of them. I didn't see any.
No, I didn't see it. Did you send it in an email?
Yes, sir.
Which one? UBM one or the?
Yeah, UBM one.
That one there has been, I hate to say it, but they've been messed. Oh, there it is now.
I also sent one, Michael.
Huh? Okay, just a minute. Well, what in the world? Okay. I got it, Barry. Maybe. Yeah.
As you shine.
Christmas is, of course, a time for celebrating.
Seen a new This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is my commandment, that you love, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Shouting to God with a voice of praise. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets those captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. This is a day that the Lord has made. Woo! We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that the Lord has made. Has made.
His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God. All nations kneel and glorify the Lord. Let all the earth tremble, for He comes, and He will judge the living.
is your name in all the earth. the earth. Can you sing it with us? Here we go. Oh Lord, our Lord, oh how awesome are your ways, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, may we see your kingdom come. Father, may your will be done in all the earth. Stars you set in motion, oh God, I sing all glory and honor. What is man that you are mindful, the son of man that you would care for him? We sing all glory and honor, oh Lord, our Lord, oh how awesome are your ways, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, may we see your kingdom come. Father, may your will be done in all the earth. In all the earth you gave dominion to your children.
Yeah.
majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, may we see your kingdom come. Father, may your will be done in all the earth and in our city and in our hearts and in our homes and in our nation and all around the world. Lift your name high and start with us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
My shepherd I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead. Guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your good will lead me
That was a good one to end on, wasn't it? Something else was starting. Anyway, y'all enjoy that. Yeah, that's good. That was some good stuff. Praise the Lord. How's everybody doing? Okay. Well, has anybody got any prayer requests? We still got 10 minutes. Since we started early or late. Yeah, Isaac.
I actually have a just a testimony I wanted to give.
Okay.
The other day, remember what it was, maybe. Yeah, Sunday. It was Sunday. It was pretty bright, and me and the kids were having a little picnic outside, and we're laying on the grass. We're just looking up in the sky, or I was. They're eating pretzels, so I only hear them chomping the whole time, but I was looking up in the sky. And I had my eyes closed because it's so nice. And I just had my jacket on. I was looking up, and then I felt the Holy. And I'm giving a testimony because I want to thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit, because I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, "There's a snake beside you, beside your head." Could you not? My eyes were closed, and I looked over to the right of me, and there was a snake there. There was a snake there. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. And his small little guy too. He's probably I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 inches. So I scared it. I sent him on. He just took off and went. But I just wanted to thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit, for that gift that we can recognize that voice that he puts that in us, the spirit of truth that proceeded from the Father. It's an awesome thing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Tell me about them too. If they come around on me, I don't know. So I can get gone too. Go ahead, Andrew. Good testimony, Isaac.
I just like to make a testimony. On Tuesday, we prayed for my back, and it was well in the morning on Wednesday morning, so that's good. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Anybody else? I've got one if I can find it. But anybody else want to go with testimony or praise report? Oh, my. Oh, by the way, I got a notice from our ESV people. They're refreshed ASV, and they have the leather-bound soft ones, soft one, available now. But they only have the 9-point font on it right now. But, if anybody's interested, they got the real leather, and they have the bison and one other one, some other leather available that you can order. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The refreshed American Standard Version Bible. Remember, we talked about it before. And so far it looks real good. I've got one, and I haven't found any discrepancies in doctrine like you do in the ESV. You have to go to refreshedasv.com, I think. Just Google refreshed American Standard Version or ASV. It'll come up, and then they'll have a front page there, editions is where you want to go. It's a 9-point. They're going to come out with one that has either 11 or 12 font. I forget which. Fairly soon. Yeah, custom print, standard leather, genuine leather edition. Standard print, genuine bison leather, flexible soft cover. Standard print, genuine Argentinian cowhide leather, flexible soft cover. All they had available before that was the hard cover. Well, I'll tell you what, Missy, you know, they are expensive, but they're no less expensive than the ones from down in Texas. What's the name of that bunch that printed it before?
Star?
Star Bible. You know, the initial price you look at, don't pay attention to that. Just go ahead and order the thing, and they'll send you a price. Yeah. I got the price worn out here a while back, and it was like $120 or something like that. But it wasn't available. So that's not too bad. The teacher's edition ASV that I bought, which is about a 8 font, 9 font, printing's terrible, was $100. That was, 5-6 years ago. But I can say this about this group, they're putting them on thick stock paper, looks like, and it's not going to bleed through, and it's white, real white, and it's real dark print, which is easy to read. So that means a lot to some of you older fellas. Oh, me. All right, has anybody got anything else? Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Putting that in there. It's what they've done is taken out all the these and thous, all the little pronouns and stuff. They left Jehovah in there. I didn't care much for that, but anyway, they did. Instead of just the Lord or Jesus. But that's where we are. You know what would be ideal? I'm kind of like David on this. I'd love to see the NENT New Testament with the ASV Old Testament, or the RASV Old Testament. And, you know, here when David published, when they got this Bible published, y'all remember they updated the English in it somewhat, but it's still got some improvement to do on it. But it's a whole lot better than it was. You know, there was a guy in Canada that we bought the first one from. Did anybody ever buy one of those copies from the guy in Canada? Yeah, it was a small book, small print, and is that old English? Yeah, but David and I helped a little bit in that. That was way back before 2010. That was back in 2008, 2009, somewhere along the near. And that's what we got now. That's good. That's actually a good rendition of it. Very good rendition of it. It's got all the stuff in it. Okay, I'm sure somebody will do something with it one of these days. Anybody got anything they'd like to comment on or worry about before we leave out, close out here? Yeah, Missy.
somebody mentioned about the whole Trump thing. You said we were going to talk about that, but we didn't. Do we want to pray about that? Merle told me he heard that he found out that Trump's supposed to turn himself in next week. So
no, none of that's true. None of it's true. They have discontinued the trial. The court that was in session is out of session right now for a week or two before they come back in. That's what we've seen the last couple of days now. So I don't know. You know, you hear anything but money rattling, meat frying.
Well, I don't know. It's on the news saying that he was indicted.
Well, what are they going to prove on him? They ain't got nothing on him.
I don't know.
Because his lawyer's the one that paid the money. Trump had nothing to do with
him. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I don't either. I don't either, like you said.
We just pray, Lord, that the truth come out, Lord, and that, Lord, that you work all things after the counsel of your own will, and you're going to use this. Not quite sure how that looks, Lord, but we believe you're going to use it for your purpose, and we praise you and thank you for that.
Well, his biggest crime, Barbara, was being a conservative, honest president. That was his biggest crime right there. They couldn't buy him. They couldn't bribe him. They couldn't find nothing on him. And that's why they brought out all those things that happened to him in there. They just made up stuff and went along with it.
They're actually doing the best to keep him, to shut him up and keep him from running again.
Do what?
He has the goods on them.
Well, all I know is this, Christ and him crucified. And Trump is going to be the president because of the parallel with Cyrus. He is the press. That's right. He is. He's running the government. He's running the military. And the military is the one that's rounding up all these people. I'm going to get myself in trouble if I don't stop this recording. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for helping us out tonight. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord. And I hope that it was a sweet smell to you, Lord. And we thank you for answering all of our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, y'all.